Manager's Log, December 15th, 2016. Back in 2007, there was an editorial in the Two Rivers Tribune regarding leadership. Now, it perked my interest. In particular, there were two lines. It starts with our leadership, and tribal members need to get back to traditions and core values. The former, I feel, we sometimes misconstrue that our leadership is only our elected officials. In the later, I feel, we as people need more discussion on what are our core values. In another article, Four Ways to Look at Standing Rock in Indigenous Perspective, Kay DeVault of Yes Magazine pointed out in a holistic management framework, pointing out four things that need to be considered about the action of the Standing Rock water protectors. And she related these four views with climate change. To achieve stability in any society, we must ensure the protection of four areas of community well-being. Environmental, we are made of water, we all breathe air, we cannot change our dependency on the four elements or the fact that they create us. Therefore, we must protect our environment. Economic. No community can operate without an adequate and fair economy. Furthermore, the diversity and adaptability of an economy are key to its survival. Social. Our relationship to one another ensures well-being of us as individuals and as societies. Our communities thrive when we have mutual respect, safety, and room for personal growth. Cultural. Identity is a critical part of community sustainability, and it is often left out of the greater picture. This is a crucial issue when Indigenous communities attempt to assert their sovereign authority and are faced with infringement of other cultural freedoms and rights, which without would destroy the ability to maintain harmony. To me, I believe the outcome of the struggle against the Dakota Access Pipeline can be measured by the level the Standing Rock Sioux has inspired other tribal people to take an assertive stand to protect their local environment, their local well-being of their home communities, and the local social economic stability needed to sustain a healthy community, and above all, to respect, to acknowledge, and maintain the dignity of our shared cultural identity. Standing Rock Sioux not only asked us to stand beside them, they challenged us to be assertive about our own local situations.